bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
I'm very pleased to introduce to you the Melbourne Queer Film Festival Program Manager, Spiro Economopoulos.
Hello.
So good to meet another fellow Greek.
Yes, yes. How are you?
Pulikala.
Pulikala, yasu. Kalispera. I have to throw all the words out there.
I don't speak Greek. What did you just say?
You don't know.
Hello.
Secret
you look
Greek
more
society.
Greek than I do, though, I think.
Yeah, well, I think it's the tan. I've just been overseas.
So have I.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
See, you do look more Greek than I do.
Well, Tass, you've been in Greece sunning yourself, even though you say you've lost your tan.
I have.
Spiro's been somewhere incredibly exciting. He's been to the Frameline Queer Film Festival, which arguably the world's biggest.
It is. Yep. It is, in fact, yeah. It was very, very exciting. It was my first one, in
fact. Where is it?
It's in San Francisco.
Of course.
Yeah, most of it takes place at the amazing Castro Theatre, and I don't know if you've ever been to San Francisco, that theatre looms large in the Castro, so it was very exciting to actually spend a lot of time there seeing lots of really great films.
So it runs for same time as Melbourne
11
Queer
days.
Film
I think we're like a day longer or something.
Yeah, right. Hey, look at us go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they screen more films than we do?
Very similar, I think. Okay. I feel like I was going to do a count, but I feel like the volume is very similar. So we should be really happy about
yeah,
that.
Very yeah, very proud.
So
yeah.
Did you have lots of interesting, new, current, topical type films?
It was.
Or are they still doing sort of lovely boy, sort of coming out stories?
There's that. But I think what was really interesting this year with Frameline, it was their 40th anniversary.
Okay.
And there was a very particular focus on LGBTQ people of colour and also social issues. And so there was a really...
Siri just dropped into the studio.
Yeah. Siri was there too. And so there was a really strong documentary strand that focused on social issues. And so I think there was some really meaty content there, which was a really nice surprise.
Great.
That is really good. So people, they were concentrating on people of colour. Were they, what sort of films? Can you give us a bit more idea of that?
A great documentary called Check It, which is a documentary film about young Latino black youths in Washington, D.C., who basically form gangs to protect themselves from any homophobic violence. So they're basically a gay gang.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's really, it was a really fascinating documentary. It was a really interesting look at these young kids' lives. You know, they're obviously on the, you know, margins of, you know, sort of social economic. And
That sounds great. I mean, yeah. I made a bit of a slight comment earlier on about coming out stories. It to me just feels like, you know, forever that's what gay film has been dealing with is sort of the coming out. But in fact, you know, it's a much richer tapestry
there
of experiences that we have. I mean, you know, there's aging gays, there's, you know, a whole range of diversity issues within the diverse populations that we are anyway.
Yeah, and I feel like that was really represented in the festival. And, you know, in terms of coming out stories, I've, you know, always been in a similar mind. Oh, you know, we always do them. But I think that narrative is really important as well. And, you know, it's our version of the coming of age story that we see in heterosexual cinema all the time. So I think if it's done well, and, you know, there was some, you know, well, amazingly, Closet Monster, which we actually screened at MQFF
this year. Yeah, won an award, right?
Yep. Well, that was on at Frameline. So it was actually really a pleasant surprise to see. A lot of stuff that we actually screened was on at Frameline, so we got there first.
Yeah.
So that was really
well
that
done.
Well,
nice one.
So that was a win-win. So that was really interesting. So there were a lot of great documentaries like that, Strike a Pose, which was about the dancers that were in Madonna's Blonde Ambition tour.
I saw pictures of that. Looked so funny.
That was great. And they were there, which was really amazing.
Did they strike a pose?
I saw that advertised in Athens.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, it's probably doing the rounds. I think it was on quite possibly at the Sydney Film Festival.
Because it's Pride Week in Athens when we were there.
It was Pride Week everywhere I went, and that was quite amazing, actually. Yeah.
Did you happen to see, there was one documentary in Frameline that was, I think it was called Upstairs Inferno. But that was the reason I bring it up, though, is that it was built in the program as the film about America's, let me get it right, worst massacre against the gay community.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Which, in light of Orlando, really made that tragically, inaccurate now.
Yeah,
because it's not the biggest tragedy. Now, you were over there when it happened?
Yeah, well, it was really interesting because we flew into San Francisco the day after the massacre.
Wow.
So coming from the airport, we quite literally drove right in the middle of a huge candlelight vigil, which was quite emotional and really powerful. And the Castro itself had, really big memorials on the main street. And so it was a really powerful and somber mood. But I think what really struck me was, A, how quickly the gay community galvanized, and it's always been amazing at doing that. And not very long after that, you saw lists of, your MPs that you should contact about gun control, and they were getting galvanized, they were getting angry, and they were saying, you know what? And the other thing I loved was that you went into the clubs and there were still people dancing and having a good time, and it was a big, screw you to douchebags like the Orlando shooter saying, you know what, you can't scare us, you're not going to stop us.
So I
think that was... It was actually really nice being amongst the community, I think, during that time, because it was so awful. And it was really great being amongst, your people, I guess.
Crazy. Well, I read somewhere that there some people were quite afraid to be going out.
And there was a big police presence. Obviously, I was there for San Francisco Pride, which is a massive, massive event. And there was a lot of police presence. And that was actually quite controversial with a lot of the queer communities that marched. In fact, some of them pulled out because there's very, obviously a historical tenuous relationship with the police force in America and LGBTQ people. So they felt their presence was offensive. So there was a lot of argument about
that. So they didn't see it as being protective. They saw it as being...
Some groups, yeah, exactly, yeah. But it was interesting, obviously as an outsider observing it, the police presence was quite subtle and, you would just sort of look around and suddenly you'd see a building and there'd be like a police sniper up there waiting.
Oh, wow.
And so they were out of sight, but they were kind of there, and you were kind of reminded, I think, of what was kind of going on on a level. But it didn't stop, like I said, it didn't stop the celebrations, I think.
Yeah, which is important. How did you feel being an observer in that environment, knowing?
I think as an outsider, it was, obviously as Australians, we look at America and we just don't get the insanity that is their gun culture there. And so, you go through these debates again and again and again every time something happens, and you feel like, is there going to be change? Mm. It doesn't seem to. I mean, it's frustrating.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, we don't. We don't have that culture, I suppose, and it just doesn't make sense to us. It's madness. It's absolute madness.
I have some very distant relatives who live in the US, who are actually Americans, really.
Mm.
And I noticed they started posting all this pro-gun stuff on Facebook.
Mm.
And I remember about a year ago, I actually responded to one of those posts and said, hey, are you serious about this? Guns kill people. And she replied back a couple of days later, and her comment was, I'll never forget this, she said, and spoons make people fat.
Oh, that's the old argument. It's the person, not the gun, that kills people, et cetera, et cetera.
Mind you, she's obese.
Yeah. Ban the spoons in her house. Yeah.
Well, in terms of the Frameline and Film Festival, that was going on amidst all of this, all the drama and the emotion, that type of thing. Mm. Did you feel a lot of that throughout the festival? Were there?
It was a presence with every film, every filmmaker that was there, every artist that was there, mentioned it. It was something that was hanging over the entire festival, and rightly so. I think it was good that people spoke about it and were really vocal about it. And, I think it was really interesting to hear, everyone sort of acknowledge that, as much as we're here to celebrate, we've got a long way to go. There's still a lot of homophobia out there. There's still a lot of violence out there. And, I think that was kind of interesting.
So, Spiro, just going back to a film, you know, have you come back with lots of new ideas about what we can do in MQFF next year?
Mm, yeah, look, I saw a lot of great movies, and hopefully, you know, we can, you know, present, you know, quite a few of them next year. I'll give it my best shot, but I think it's definitely there's some really great content out there, and it's, you know, I was, you know, it was my first year last year, and I kept on saying, you know, it's a really great year for queer cinema, and maybe it's because I'm new, but again, you know, coming into the second year, I'm like, there's so much out there, and there's so much to choose from, and it's interesting. I don't know if you saw the Sydney Film Festival this year, but you know, three of their top five audience choice awards were queer themed, and you know, it's out there. There's a lot of cinema, and it's really strong.
Yeah,
and you know, I saw think a really good kind of sample of it in Frameline.
And that's fantastic because it gives you more choice. I mean, the better content that's out there and that's available, the better festival you're going to have because you, as the curator, have the choice to be able to cherry pick.
Absolutely,
the best of the best.
Yeah, and hopefully you want to be in that position where you're not, you know, you want to just put some, you know, want to show people, you know, your opinion on what the best films are out there. And give them a variety. I think, you know, the mainstream films are just as important as the topical films. And I think, you know, as long as they're, I've always said, as long as they're good, I'm quite happy to, you know, I don't mind.
But there's been quite a resurgence in the last few years, a surge perhaps, in trans films.
Yes.
So there's a lot more content out there that certainly has been much more mainstream. We've got TV series like Transparent.
Which is great.
Laverne Cox. It definitely is. I mean, did you see a lot of that kind of content at Frameline this year?
I did. I saw some great shorts and documentaries and features, a lot of really fascinating documentaries about children who are, you know, supported by the family and their kind of decisions to transition. Mm. And there's, it's definitely kind of a real strong sort of focus in queer cinema, you know, it's definitely out there.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I love this.
But also, what an interesting job you have, really, Spiro. I'm just sitting here thinking.
I feel so lucky. It's amazing.
You can sort of cruise around to different festivals and say yes, no, had enough of that.
Yeah. It's more like, please, let me have it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've got that kind of.
So how does that work? I mean, do you see a film and then you just approach the directors and say,
I think you basically, it depends who has it, whether it's a distributor at that point, whether it's an Australian distributor at that point, or a filmmaker. So it all varies with each film, you know. So it's all different, I guess. And last year there was an urgency for me because I started, I think, so late in the role. But this time around, it's great to be able to go to festivals like Frameline, simply just to watch audiences interact with the films as well, and it gives you a different sort of idea about what audiences like and how they respond. I mean, I think Frameline audiences are a unique presence in, you know, they're like, you know, very, very unusual audience, but, you know.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you to tell us a bit more about that? What do you mean by that?
San Francisco in general, I think, is a very community-orientated city, and the festival itself is very community-focused, and I've never seen an audience kind of respond the way it responds to
films. Do you mean they're more political?
They're more vocal.
More vocal, right.
People whoop, they cheer, they hiss when they don't like something.
Ooh,
fantastic.
They clap at everything. I got like clapping fatigue by the end of the festival. It was quite amazing.
During the film?
During the film. They clap at ads. The enthusiasm and the ownership they have of the festival and the
fantastic.
Films is amazing. So, you know, people kiss and people cheer, standing ovations. It was quite bizarre initially. But
so it's a more interactive experience.
It's a more interactive experience. And I think in the beginning I was quite taken aback, but by the end of it I was just going for it. I was clapping at everything.
So whistling, wolf whistling and carrying
I'm
on.
I'm whooping at home still. I'm still doing it.
Hey, that is very different because it's a very passive experience, isn't it?
It is, And I think Melbourne audiences in particular are quite polite.
Yeah, we
and
are very so, restrained, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, and so the Q&As were not that at all. They were quite interesting too. So it's a whole different ball game.
So are there any sort of, you know, two or three sort of top ideas that you've brought back that you might think about applying?
Yeah, there were a few. I would never tell now, but
come on, we'll give you an exclusive.
No, I will say this, you know, obviously there were some great documentaries and I really hope I can bring some of them to the festival because I saw some really strong ones. And like I was talking before about that strand, you know, about, you know, human rights, and I think there's some really interesting stuff to explore there.
I think I'd like to congratulate Spiro on the program this year because even though you did come late to the ball game, so to speak, in terms of new strands, we had an avant-garde strand, which was fantastic. So that was very art house film. And it did extraordinarily well. The music stream was really cool. So you've got good ideas on the floor, so I'm sure there's going to be a few more coming.
And Kathy, let's just, you know, for transparency, let our listeners know that you're actually a board member for within QFM.
Yes, that's true. Sorry, I should have said that earlier. So I do have some insider trading knowledge of it.
Not that that doesn't mean that you can't congratulate Spiro on the work that he's doing. I agree.
Just to say that it was the strands that were introduced last year, I think, were really popular because it was a change, and our community just loved doing something different. So I think it was
I was so overwhelmed by the response we got from audiences. I felt very energized and excited and happy about that.
And I think what my assessment is that you built on what was a really good program and sort of, you know, started to build new directions out of that. And it'll just go from strength to strength.
You're only learning as you go along.
Absolutely.
Everything's a new experience.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm excited.
Spiro, we need to wrap up. It's been great to finally meet your fellow Greg.
Yeah, you too. Shake your hand.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I hope we can actually have you back on the show to talk about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And maybe share some of those little insights with us.
Yep. Excellent. When it comes to the time, for sure.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.